Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not. But the unjust knoweth no shame. Ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still.